Planeta bolilor rare.
Hello, I'm Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I thank you for tuning in to Radio Noro's Planet of Rare Diseases show. We are talking today about the International Rare Disease Day, which is celebrated every year all over the world in the last day of February. This year is the 10th anniversary. This international awareness event has achieved in the last 9 years a growing number of participant countries with over 1,000 patient organizations organizing events. To mark the occasion of Rare Disease Day 2017, Rare Disease International, the Global Alliance of Rare Disease Patients, in partnership with the Black Swan Foundation, the Swiss Foundation for Research on Orphan Diseases, and EuroRDIS, organized an event in Geneva on the 10th of February 2017, which Radio Noro attended. The event was the first of its kind to be organized in Geneva and gathered international experts in the fields of public health, human rights, epidemiology, scientific research, and patient advocacy to discuss why and how rare diseases should be included in the global health agenda. Very important names from the field of rare diseases have attended this event. Welcome messages were addressed by Christina Faeser, Vice Chair of ProRaris, the Swiss Rare Disease Alliance, Cyril Ricci, President of the Conference of NGOs in Consultative Relationship with the United Nations, Ruth Dreyfus, Chair from the United Nations Secretary General High-Level Panel on Access to Medicine, Jan Lekam, the CEO of EuroRDIS, and Durhain Wong, President of Rare Disease International. No country can claim to have achieved universal healthcare if it has not adequately and equitably met the needs of those with rare diseases, said Helen Clark, administrator of the UN Development Programme. We talked at the conference with Mr. Jan Lekam, the CEO of EuroRDIS. But before we are going to listen to the interview, we are going to play a song which Giorgio Fornasieri dedicated to a girl with brother Willy that couldn't speak any word except Ich auch.
Ich auch, mich auch, Alex Dan, reporter for Radio Noro, and we are here today at the Rare Disease International Conference with Jan Lekan, the CEO of Eurordis. Please introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on your radio. Thank you for what you're doing with this radio. I'm Jan Lekam. I'm the father of three daughters, the oldest one being affected by cystic fibrosis. She's 26 years now. And that's how I got involved in the field of rare diseases, first through cystic fibrosis and then after through the rare genetic diseases and joining the AFM Téléthon in France. But before that, I was already working in that area. I was working in research on cancer, both in Europe and in the United States, where I coordinated the international project. And after I joined in France, the AIDS organization, for 8 years, I was the head of the major AIDS organization in France. And at that time, because of my experience in the US, we started to promote a regulation on orphan drugs in Europe. And this is how we created Eurordis, by joining together between the French Cancer League and the Cystic Fibrosis Association, the AIDS Organization, and AFM Téléthon. And that's how we got started in 96. The idea was 93. 96 we started. 97 we were created, and that's almost 20 years in 2 months from now. And today Eurordis brings together about 730 patients organization who are members from all over Europe, 48 countries, but also beyond, in some of the countries in the world, from 63 countries in total. And along the years, what we wanted to do is to really bring all the people affected by rare disease together. That didn't exist 20 years ago. Each rare disease were isolated on their disease, but isolated in their country somehow. So the idea is to create a critical mass by bringing together all patients from the 6,000 rare diseases and from all over Europe, so that then we are 30 million people, and that count, 30 million, is already a very big country when you bring all these people together somewhere in Europe. So then there is a weight in order to call for actions from the public authorities at the European level first, because there is the community added value, as we call it, of working at European level. And over the 20 years, we've got about 7 laws, European laws, being passed, legislations for orphan medicinal products. Then after that, for the pediatric medicines. After that, for advanced therapies, which are gene therapy, cell therapies. And the commission communication on rare disease to make it a priority, a rare disease across the program of the European Commission. 1 year later, the council recommendation that makes it a priority for all member states to develop national plans like you did in Romania. And after that, the directive on patients' right to cross-border healthcare in 2010, which is now being implemented with the start of the European Funds Networks, which will start, in fact, the 1st of March. Right after the Rare Disease Day, and we have the launch of that on the Rare Disease Day, 28 February, in Brussels with the Health Commissioner, to launch these 24 European Funds Networks, which includes over 900 centers of expertise from around Europe, including from Romania.
And what is Rare Disease International?
Rare Disease International is the global coalition, the global alliance of patients' organization in rare diseases. So it's an initiative that Eurordis has taken jointly with partners that we had already signed partnership with, like the National Organization for Rare Diseases in the US, the Canadian Organization for Rare Diseases in Canada, the Chinese Organization for Rare Diseases, the Japanese Association of Patients, which has the platform of rare diseases, the Russian Patients Union, which has also an alliance of rare diseases, and the Latin American Rare Disease Organization. And all together, and the Australian Rare Voices Australia, which is the alliance for rare diseases over there. And we had partnership with the same goals that we're sharing, like organizing the Rare Disease Day, like promoting rare disease as an international public health priority, developing the collaboration in the area of research, and etc. And that was the foundations that we developed between 2009 and 2014. And then we decided to create Rare Disease International as a movement for all patient organizations around the world. So we already have 45 members. There are about 30 national alliances from around the world, from all continents, from Colombia, Uruguay, Mexico, and Brazil, Canada, United States, already said, but also in Asia. It's New Zealand, it's India, it's Singapore, it's Taiwan, China, so all over the world, South Africa. And also the international federations of disease specific, like hemophilia, cystic fibrosis, the epidermolysis bullosa, spina bifida, and etc., joining, so that we can all speak with one voice at the international level, the 300 million people affected, in order to be visible and recognized in international policy, which we are not at all today. And our current goal is that the United Nations have launched their Sustainable Development Goals for 2030. And for in the area of health, the goal is to improve the health of everyone and to leave no one behind. So rare diseases now cannot be neglected anymore. And that's why we're taking that moment to develop Rare Disease International. And the event today is an event in Geneva on the Rare Disease Day policy event that brings together different UN representatives. And our event is on the right to health and how Right to Health provides a perspective to improve the situation of people with rare disease around the world. And for that, we have the UN Special Rapporteur to the Secretary General of the UN, who is responsible for Right to Health. We also have, his name is Professor Puras from Lithuania, and we also have Mrs. Dreyfus, Ruth Dreyfus, who is the former president of the Federation of Switzerland, and she's now the chair of the panel, high-level panel on access to medicines of the United Nations, and they just produced an important report. So it's important for us to involve these people to guide us through the UN system, but also to raise their awareness and understanding of specific issues. Obviously, that's not going to change the life of people overnight. It's not going to have an impact immediately on the ground in the different countries. We know that. But we're starting a journey which is going to take 5, 10, 20 years to transform at the local level. But already, just by taking that type of action, creating Rare Disease International, creating that dialogue with the institutions, also creating a committee of NGOs for rare diseases at the United Nations in New York that we have just launched in November last year, that already provides a framework which we hope empowers the local patient groups to take more action in their own countries by using this.
Thank you. And since it's February and it's Rare Disease Day, would you like to send a message for people with rare disease all over the world?
We are not in the dark anymore. We are visible, we are in society, there is much more to do to fight against discrimination and inclusion in society. That's the big goal, the main goal. We need to look back, we've come a long way in 20 years, but still, we have only touched the top of the iceberg, and there is huge work to go to do ahead. But it is with the consciousness of that work and with humility, but also with strong determination, that we can stand to our hopes. So I wish you a fantastic Rare Disease Day.
Thank you very much and have a nice day.
Thank you, Alex.
In his introduction at the policy event in Geneva, Jan also mentioned that despite important gains, rare disease patients are a particularly vulnerable population that continues to experience serious violations of their health and health-related human rights, including discrimination in access to quality healthcare. Rare diseases are a global public health priority and need to be considered as part of the 2013 Sustainable Development Agenda and Goals. I am Don Alessandro Tiberio, and we are looking forward to be with you again next week at the Planet of Rare Diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.